Spokesperson for the New South Wales SES, Greg Nash, joins me right now to talk about the Murrumbidgee River flooding. Hello, Greg.
Hi.
Now, the Murrumbidgee has peaked.
Yes, that's correct. It definitely has peaked. So we can say it's peaked at 8.74 metres this morning at just after 8 o'clock. So we did see it very much steady there for most of the morning, but we can now confirm it has actually peaked in Wagga, which is starting to go in that downward trend. As the water comes down, though, it may be a longer duration as it starts to peter off. What this means for residents in Wagga, particularly those people that are affected by the evacuation order, is as the water starts to clear, we'll get in there with other partner emergency services and agencies like the local council to evaluate what's down there. And when it's safe to do so, we'll start removing some of those streets off the evacuation order, which is good news for some of those residents in the Wagga area.
Now, what does this also mean for those towns further down the Murrumbidgee, so the Narendra and Darlington points?
Yeah, definitely. The Murrumbidgee definitely doesn't stop at Wagga. It does keep going. So what that means for communities downstream is that the water will still continue to rise down there. What it means is it's an opportunity for people down there to start lifting equipment, start moving stock to higher ground, and also start getting to top up on supplies for those people that are or historically have been affected or isolated by the river. And we just want people to be cautious, be mindful of the river, and as the water slowly goes, comes up or down, depending where you live, just be mindful of the conditions. And if people do need assistance from the SES, they can call 132 500, or if it's a life-threatening emergency, to contact 000 immediately.
And also follow along the Murrumbidgee New South Wales SES Facebook page. Greg, spokesperson for the New South Wales SES, mate, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.